It means remembering over the 1 million people who died during the genocide, men and women and children who passed away in a horrendous way. Some of those people died in shock and horror. Others fought for their lives till the very end. For me, it also obviously on a personal level, it means remembering the over 200 people within my own family tree that passed away, remembering the relatives of my wife who passed away. So it's a personal thing that that also I think can benefit the world as well.
Do you have any personal memories of that time?
At that time, I was actually living in Burundi, on the way to moving to the United States with my family. So I don't have any personal memories of being in Rwanda or suffering through the genocide, but I do remember my parents getting phone calls from people who were in a panic state in Rwanda, trying to get them calling Rwanda, trying to see what was happening, and eventually learning about what happened to my family after the genocide, which obviously was not good news, although there are a few people within my family that survived. So what I do remember is the reaction of the adults, because I was 11 years old during that time, and it's definitely a stinging memory that doesn't leave you.
Is it possible for non-Rwandans to really comprehend what happened during the genocide?
I think it is comprehensible for non-Rwandans to understand what happened during the genocide, because there are other peoples who've suffered similar things. You have what happened during the Holocaust in Bosnia, right after Rwanda and Darfur and so forth. So there are other people who've suffered genocides. Anyone who's willing to sort of learn the lessons, to hear from survivors, I think can draw lessons. They might not completely understand, but they can certainly learn about what happened and do their best to respond and try to prevent other genocides in other countries.
How are Rwandan communities around the U.S. marking this occasion?
Rwandan communities around the U.S. are getting together throughout the month of April and July. They get together. Typically, you have church ceremonies or you have discussions with panelists. This year in particular, we're having a flame that's marking the remembrance period. That is started in Kigali in Rwanda. It's going throughout the capitals of all over the world. So using that flame symbol is something a lot of Rwandan communities are using at this time as we remember what happened during the 1994 genocide.
What more do you think the international community can do to implement the lessons learned from the genocide?
That question really asked me to look forward as well as look back. Looking back, we know what happened during the genocide, but there are things we can do 20 years later in 2014. In Rwanda, although there's been progress made, there are certainly things we can do to make sure the elderly survivors, whose social security was their children, is not there. To make sure that as they get older, they have some financial security, there are people who can help take care of them. Believe it or not, there are people in Rwanda right now who are still suffering medically as a result of what happened to them during the genocide. So you have people who still have machete wounds that need treatment or bullet wounds, trauma. Trauma is a psychological but also a physical issue as well. So helping elderly survivors, helping people with medical care, and education for folks who need education and job training, those three areas, I would say, in my personal opinion, will be ways that the international community and Rwandans who in Rwanda can do to help survivors.